What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Day number one of the 23rd annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, and we are up to $71,628 donated. If you're just joining us, we started the show off with some incredible generosity from a friend of the show, Rob Hale, who is offering to match up to $1 million in donations if we get there by the end of tonight's Sox game. So if you ever thought about giving, now is the time to do it. And I think we can get there. We're at 71,000 right now, but I think we'll be able to get there. So we're looking for your help. You can call 877-738-1234. Or if you want to give via text, you can text to give any amount. Just text KCANCER to 56512. And because we're here at Fenway, we thought we ought to get to the front office report this week today with Sam Kennedy, the president of the Boston Red Sox. That is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, and by findmassmoney.gov. Good morning, Sam.
Morning, guys. Thanks so much for being on site. It's best 2 days of the year, really is, and so grateful for everything you guys are doing for Dana-Farber and the Jimmy Fund. Just awesome, awesome work by you and all the listeners, and thanks. It's a great thing, and we all got to do our part here over the next 48 hours.
Well, we were just talking with Bill O'Brien, and he was talking about growing up here, and I know you did, and experiencing the Jimmy Fund and what they do with Dana-Farber for years, and it's incredible to me. It's got to be, Sam, one of the, if not the, oldest longstanding relationships between a charity and a professional sports franchise. I would have to believe.
It's remarkable. This will be our 72nd anniversary this year between the Red Sox and the Jimmy Fund. It's just amazing. It's almost as old as you and me, Greg. 72 years. Incredible. But it goes way back. Everybody knows, really, became a thing back in the Ted Williams and Johnny Pesky era, Dom DiMaggio, just going all the way back. And the way that our players have gotten behind it and our fans, it's remarkable. I think we've raised the organization and our fans over the last 7 decades, you know, nearly $175 million for cancer research. It is a foundation of everything we do here. And it's great here in the dog days of summer, the baseball calendar, to take a step back and really prioritize what matters. And I want to thank Garrett Whitlock. He's our Jimmy Fund captain this year. He's done a great job. It's his third year doing this. And of course, Brock Holt and Tom Karen, who work day to day with Lisa and the team over there. It's a personal thing for so many of us. And I heard Billy O'Brien talking about the personal impact. This horrific disease has affected everyone, everyone listening, all of us. And you know, I'm no different. And it's just awful. And we're going to find a cure. And these donations really, really, really do matter. So I know the amazing Rob Hale has a challenge out there. He's so generous and incredible. So thanks, Rob. Let's give until it hurts, as they say, over the next 2 days.
Well, on to what's going on the field, which is behind us this morning. And I'm sure you were as frustrated as we were with yesterday's outcome. I mean, it's tough to be, full frustration mode, because this team in August has struggled in the past. But seem to be, I don't know if it's chemistry or what it is, but seem to be winning series here. Are you, first of all, your thoughts on yesterday, and then kind of where you stand on this team as it goes here into August with 37 left?
Yeah, yesterday was brutal, and you know, one that, you know, we really needed to have, we should have had. It was frustrating. But to your point, you got to turn the page and just think about what really matters this time of year. That's winning series. So we take the series win and we move on tonight. We got this odd two game series with Baltimore and then, eight on the road, against the AL East opponents. So, like you said, 37 to go, we're the division is still what we want. That's our goal. We're 5 games back at Toronto. We've got another shot at them late in September, so we really want to climb back into the division thing, get back to a couple games back before we head north of the border, and let's see if we can win the division. That's the goal here, because you don't like to take your chances in the wild card. If that's where you end up, great. But we have not given up on winning that American League East title. We think we can do it.
I know Alex Cora said over the weekend, I think, that he was wanted to be very careful with Chapman, but is that not a game? I mean, threw 4 pitches the day before, only 4 pitches. Is that not a game where you would want to be able to use him?
Well, it was frustrating that he had to go in the day before, and you know, it's managing the bullpen is probably the hardest thing to do from Alex's perspective. So, you know, he made the right decision for that moment, because only he and Chappie and the medical staff and everybody know like how he's feeling at that moment. But man, does it reinforce the importance of having a reliable lockdown bullpen when you need them. And we've got these two guys at the back end of the bullpen who have been that, and it's been Chapman and Whitlock, and Alex has done a great job using them, but it was frustrating that he wasn't available yesterday. I know it was frustrating for Alex.
Sam, I don't know how much you can say on this, but all reports overnight are pointing to the Red Sox finalizing a deal with Nathaniel Lowe, and reports are that if you get it done, he could be in the lineup as soon as tonight. Can you say anything about this?
I cannot, but I know the guys. I was actually with Brez and Alex last night, and they are continuing to work on ways to improve the team, exploring all opportunities. So we'll leave it at that, but keep our fingers crossed.
Sam, like all of us fans here, we look at the schedule. You talked about it. You got a couple games with Toronto later on in September. How do you make sure that your team is not looking past Baltimore and looking towards the Yankees to try to be able to put distance if you can win that series? How do you make sure that those young players on the field are not doing what a lot of us are doing and kind of looking down the road, looking at the schedule?
Yeah, it's a good question, because you've got to stay in the moment, and it's just such a grind. So it's really incumbent upon Alex and Tech and Huddy and Ramon and the whole coaching staff to just keep these guys in the moment. It's what they've been doing all year. We've got great mix of veteran leadership and young guys who are mature beyond their years, but you can't get too far ahead of yourself. You just have to go with the old baseball cliche, taking it day by day. That's what these guys have been doing. It's been a great season. Total grind. There's been a lot of ups and downs. We've been playing a lot better, as everybody knows, in the second half. It's been amazing to see this team playing well at Fenway. I mean, that's been so important this year, to have this dominant record at Fenway, and using it as an advantage. The ballpark has just been absolutely jammed the last couple weeks, and we appreciate that. We need that competitive advantage at home. It's really important.
Sam, Rob Manfred last night put out a test balloon, maybe, per se, about a potential realignment in Major League Baseball with the new deal and the CBA that'll be coming up in a couple years. he had for the listeners who missed this: Red Sox, Yankees, Mets, Phillies, and Nationals in a division, which would be awesome. Can you speak to that? Is this just something that's theorized, or is this something that could actually come to fruition in the next couple of years?
I think it's something that could actually come to fruition, and in a rare moment, Curtis, I agree with you wholeheartedly. It would be awesome. It would be awesome. And I'm very, very, I'm for all these changes and innovations that Major League Baseball is trying to make to continue to make our sport even more interesting, more compelling, you know, whether it's the pitch clock or the bigger bases or getting rid of the shift. If you look at what baseball has done, the game is so much more enjoyable for our fans. It's just not even close to what it was 5, 6, 7 years ago. And I think if you could create geographic alignment and have more rivalries with teams that are closer, it would help a lot with travel. You know, with the Red Sox, we travel as much as anybody. Probably only the Mariners travel more miles than we do, so we would absolutely love that and would be wide open to it. And I did see Rob. It was fun to see him there with the Little Leaguers last night. That was an awesome experience, and I'm glad baseball is doing that.
Speaking of rare baseball lead for me this morning, Sam, and it was about Alex Bregman and a report that the Yankees intend to swoop in and steal him away from the Boston Red Sox. Is that a guy that this team would like to have here for a long time? And if so, why not?
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day. Radio Day.
Spend what it takes and get a deal done with him now.
Well, he's the short answer is if the Yankees are making a play for Alex Bregman right now, that'd be really interesting because that's definitely against the rules. So maybe you could help us investigate that. But look, we made a 3-year deal with Alex, and everybody knows his contractual status, and he's handled it beyond perfect. Look, he and his family, I think, are enjoying it here. We absolutely love having him here. He's been everything that you could hope for and more. He suffered a tough injury and has come back for that. He's been an amazing leader. He's a great guy, and most importantly, a great baseball player. So, yeah, he's a guy we want to have here and appreciate all he's doing. And as he said, you know, we'll deal with all that at the right time. But he is focused right now on the final 37.
All right, Sam. Well, thanks for taking the time this morning, and we'll look forward to – I know you'll be here a lot over the next 24, 48 hours. So we are excited to see where we end up this year when it comes to the radio telethon.
Well, I also – Greg, if I could, I it's not often that I make – good investment decisions, and I'm able to double my money quickly. So on behalf of my amazing wife, Amanda, and our family, we'd love to give $10,000 and have Rob Hale double that. So thank you. Thanks so much this disease has touched our family and like everybody's out there. And we were thinking of Tim Wakefield this morning and so many people who have suffered from this awful, awful disease. So I want to thank Rob. He's an amazing, amazing person in this region. We're so lucky to have him and grateful. But thanks to all your generous listeners. Most importantly, you guys do so much good, and we really appreciate it. So thanks. And, yeah, we'll see you later today.
All right, Sam, that's awesome. Thanks to you guys for that. So, all right, Sam Kennedy, president of the Boston Red Sox.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.